Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today, featuring Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Very good.
I understand we want to talk a little bit about food safety, farmers markets, and things to look for.
That's right. I know we've got several farmers markets in our district and around that are starting to open up for the season. And I know those always are a great place to not only purchase some our healthy, fresh fruits and vegetables, but they can also be a great way to support our local farmers as well. But I know that some may have some questions about shopping at the markets, especially surrounding our COVID-19 situation. And there are some extra precautions that I'd like to talk about and share this morning. The first is to be prepared. You may want to call the market or check the market's website or social media pages ahead of time to see what vendors' items will be available. You can then use that information to help you make a list so you can efficiently find what you need once you get to the market. You may also want to plan a little bit of extra time. Shopping at the market may take just a little bit longer with any new safety measures that may have been put into place in order to protect not only the customers, but vendors as well. For example, one of those safety measures may be extra entrances. So as you get to the markets, you're going to also want to make note of any of those designated entry points, as there may be a separate entrance, like for the entrance and the exit, in a way to kind of help avoid bottlenecks of people as they're coming and going. Also, as you get ready to enter that market, you might want to remind yourself to avoid touching your face or your cell phone. And remember that the CDC has also recommended wearing a mask or a cloth face covering when you're in places where social distancing might be a little bit more challenging and may be difficult. Once you're in the market and shopping, another tip is to choose items with your eyes and not your hands, and let the vendors handle the products that you select. And again, remember to stay at least 6 feet from other people as much as possible and avoid standing shoulder to shoulder with other customers. You can also maybe want to consider avoid using cash if that's possible and to pay for your purchases. Many vendors and markets may accept debit and credit cards, and they may also accept EBT or SNAP cards as well. The markets may also have hand washing stations or hand sanitizer available, and I would encourage you to make use those options. While the CDC does recommend hand washing with soap and water first, a lot of times, especially when we're out and about, that may not be a possibility. So hand sanitizer can be used and until you're able to get to a sink and wash your hands. And just like you would the grocery store, for now, you might also want to consider sending just one household member to the market. And if you're running multiple errands that day, you may want to make your visit to the farmer's market your last stop so you can minimize the amount of time that perishable food items are sitting in your car. And finally, when you get home, make sure that you wash all that produce before you eat it. I know I've mentioned this before. Even though there's not currently evidence that COVID-19 has been transmitted through food or food packaging, it's always important to use those good food safety practices, which help control foodborne illness in addition to COVID-19. And I know I've talked about these in the past, but I'll mention them again because I think they're important. Make sure to wash that produce under running water without soap and remove any of the dirt. Remember to wash your whole produce, like watermelons and cantaloupes, even if you don't eat the peel. And again, the USDA does not recommend using any soap or bleach water to wash produce. Detergents and bleach solutions are not meant to be consumed or used on food. And so by washing your fresh produce in those solutions, you could potentially make yourself sick. So the Frontier District does have additional information and links to resources regarding food safety and COVID-19 on our website. So if you have more questions, you can check out those resources on our website at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu.
Thank you, Chelsea. You got anything else for us today?
I don't. I just hope everyone is being able to stay healthy and safe during this time.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing some time with us. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Marisane Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower.